This is such a unique day on the Jewish calendar. There's no day like it, mamish. It'll be very similar to the rest of the days in Mitzvah Shem when it becomes a yontif, but until then, it's mamish in a world of its own. The question is, how does one observe Ne'ilas Tisha B'Av? Do you call it Ne'ilas HaChag, Ne'ilas HaTainis? Something needs to be done. It's the Zman of Lidas Mashiach, as we know. Tremendous potential in this man. That's part of the dichotomy of Tisha B'Av. On the one hand, being the tainus, the day of Churban, then on the other hand, blending together that sense of mayed, that spark of la'asa lavay. Just to share a thought, a parting thought. Chesky reminded me, we mentioned last year this story. The story of the Rav from Poznar of Mordechai Yaffa, the author of the Sefer Levushim. That a close friend brought him as a gift, a Megillah Seicha, which was written on a cloth. And he was very happy about giving this gift to the Rav. And took it in his hand, accepted it with a smile. But he said to him, "Do you know why the minhag is that we don't read Megillas Eicha from a klaf, unlike the other times we read from the Megillah? But of course, it's always best to read from a klaf if possible. But when it comes to Eicha, B'chol Tutzas Yisrael, everybody uses a Chumash. So he told him that really the whole Sefer, the whole Megillah of Eicha, is a very temporal. And at the times of Mashiach, there's not going to be an Eicha. In order to not give it a sense of kvias, a sense of permanence in this world, and to show that it's fleeting, we write it, and we only read it from a Chumash. But there's a certain sense about Eicha, that Eicha is just passing through. That the tears and that the pain of Eicha and all the suffering which it recalls, this is all temporary. And the Chumash is a reminder of that. We did not mention last year was the following story. The tzaddik Rabbi Avram from Chichinov. The minhag by him was that every year he would buy a new kina, a new sefer kinais. And when he's done using the kinais that year, he would go over to the Gneza, to the Seamus, and put it there. And when asked why he did so every year, he said, "Because I have emunah and bitachon shleima that the coming year we won't need these kinas." But of course the question is, what was he thinking the next year that he bought kinas? And if not, was it just a simon biyama to put the kinas and the gneza and the shemis? Or did he really mean what he said? Ani ma'amir b'vun ha'shleim. One of the avodas at this time of Tisha B'Av One of the avodas bechlal for the whole day of Tisha B'Av is the sugya of emuna. As we spoke about earlier, by the kina of the Holocaust, the Lechet Shifer, the Rebbe from Lachavitch, everything he did by emuna tmim or pshuta, big yeshuas. Zeh HaKadosh tells us that the pagam of the Gid Hanasha and the day of Tisha B'Av go hand in hand. That the blow to the Kaf Yerech of Yaakov, that's Tisha B'Av. When we understand this blow by Yiga B'Kach B'Kaf Yerech Yaakov, so Rabbeinu tell us that the raglaim are keneged emuna. In the Sefer Shalishav, he took a hit, he gave a blow to Yaakov Avinu in the place of emuna. And Bemis, it's merumis in that which it says, Vayiga b'kaf yireichai. Vayiga is a lashon yigia. As Chazal say in Megillah, Yagati u'matzasi al tamen. Yagati u'matzasi tamen. There's an Indian of Yagiyah. Yagiyah kapecha kiseicha. There's an Indian of Emunah. Therefore, Yagiyah, Vayiga b'kaf yireicha, means that Esav introduced an aspect of Yagiyah in the avod of Yaakov Avinu. Vayiga b'kaf, b'kaf is gematria emuna. That it was a strike of yegiyah, of the adayim v'dei Esav, these hands of Esav. And to the emuna, and to make a pagam in the emuna of Yaakov. In fact, Targum says, Vayi'ovek ishimo, the Sfar Maklishim point on, Vayi'ovek, Targum says, Azlashan of Hishtadlus. That he brought Yaakov into the world of Hishtadlus. Because the emes is that the ma'il of a yid is that with emuna by itself you can accomplish everything. Because the kol Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov is one of emuna, he'emanti ki adaber. That when a Jew speaks, he's mechazik himself time and time again with emuna. When the kol Yaakov, when the Jew is very strong in his emuna, then the idaim of the Yusuf are not surely, there's no need for yegi at all. Part of the work which we do during Yom Kippur, I mean Tisha B'Av, is an avoida in the Indian of emuna to be mesak in the pagam b'kaf yerech Yaakov. The hands of Esav, that there's an imprint of the hands of the Adayim of the Esav, the hands of Yegiyah and the Kaf Yerech Yaakov. We know that every Yerida is Letzayach Aliyah. We go down on Tisha B'Av to very low places. And we go down to these low places to be able to take back the emuna which belongs to us. That when a Jew is misabel and he sits and he cries and he believes and he believes and he believes every single year, time and time again, that Hashem has never given up on us. Heman tiki adad ber, year and year in and year out. He's machazik himself with emuna. He lifts up. He retrieves. He's machazik himself in the emuna. This is called hazarim bedima. That he plants with tears. That the tears of Tisha B'Av are connected to the zriya, which Chazal say. That all zriya is connected to emuna. Emuna, as you say, the zraim Chazal say. That emuna and zriya go hand in hand. That's called hazarim bedima and Tisha B'Av. That in the depths of darkness, the avodah is v'emunas chabalelois. And kefi the emuna which we have in Tisha B'Av brings up and will determine what type of emuna we have on Yom Kippur, on Sukkot. We don't know yet what we've brought up, what gifts we've been able to achieve, how much emuna we've been able to bring up during this time of Tisha B'Av. How much emuna we've been able to take back from the hands of Esav and the Vayigah B'Kaf Yerechai. But we're going to need a lot of emuna for the coming months. Elul, of course, is Lule Ha'emanti. Lule is the Osios Elul. The Elul is Zman of emuna. And the reason why Elul is Zman of emuna is because the Ari HaKadosh tells us that the secret of Chodesh Elul is Hanoisim Vayam Darech. It's the secret of Kriyas Yamsuf. Which Chazal says, Vayaminu B'Hashem V'Maisha Avdoi, that the sea only split in the Schos of emuna that the Yidden had. So we need a lot of emuna to run through Elul to get to Rosh Hashanah, to get to Yom HaKippurim and to Sukkot. The Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, these are days of emuna, these are the foundations of the year. That a Jew can only sit in the Sukkah, which is called Tzila de Mehemnusa, according to how much Yom Kippur, how much emuna is this gal on Yom Kippur. That when he proclaims at the end of Yom Kippur, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Hashem Hu Elokim. These are the eitzim from which he builds his sukkah from. Atzaso yemuna, the eitz of emuna. To sit in what the Zohar calls the tzilu d'mehemnusan sukkahs. So there's a derech emuna v'charti, there's a path of emuna that a Jew walks from Elul to Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur at the sukkahs. And where does that emuna come from? It comes because we went down on Tisha B'Av. And we came up with new emuna called Azarim Bedima. But Babina Yiksayru, that's going to be in that time, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Chag HaSukkos. That we rejoice from the revelation, from that seed of Azarim Bedima when it sprouts into an Atzos Emuna to that eitz called the Sukkah. We'll know by Yom HaKippurim just how good our Tisha B'Av was. Because really Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur has the same tzura. And the idea is to transform and to elevate all the inuyim and all the suffering of the tzayim and the tainis of Tisha B'Av and to transform that into the Yom Kippur. Then it's no longer a tzayim, it's no longer a tainis. It's called Shvis HaSasar. It's like you become a malach. That's really the root of what Tisha B'Av is. It's only when the emuna falls into low places, it creates a Tisha B'Av. This is the suffering which we have because of the Yadayim of the Esav. That he confuses the Jew to think that the Esav is vital role in a Jew to incorporate the Yadayim of the Esav with the Kol Kol Yaakov. And of course you're thinking, wait a second, you have to do some type of a Hishtadlus, some type of a Yegiyah. After all, it says, Yagiyah kapecha kisayichel, Ashrecha v'toivlach. Chazal prays a person who has Yagiyah's kapayim. But the Sfarim HaKadoshim say no. That it says that the Yagiyah is only in the kapayim. That the hands, they meddle around, they do things. In the Pnimiyas HaDvarim, it really is that the only reason why a Jew needs to do, even if he has a Munah Shleima, that he has to do anything, a tzaddik has to do anything with his hands, is only to conceal the fact that his emunah is pure and 100%. That he doesn't want to show that he could just sit in his home and that parnasa will just come to him, everything will come, everything which he needs. There has to be a concealment. The tzaddik knows why there needs to be a concealment. But there needs to be a giyah kapecha, there has to be movements to show as if something's going on. This is called the adayim de emuna. That even the adayim, they play a role in the emuna. But he yod of emuna. This is the way to be matziach against a malik, without getting into how this, why this is. But a tzaddik can do things with his hands, he can do a hishtadus, like the Satmar Rebbe says, and in his heart he's 100%. And that's because the hands are batel. They're batel to the lave. They're just expressions of the lave of emuna in a way where tzaddik is able to conceal himself. But really what a Jew needs 100% is emuna. And he could still elevate the hands of Esav to be Vayihi Yad of Emunah as a concealment to the Emunah which he has in his heart. But we really don't know just how much Emunah we have until we come to Yom Kippur. And there's levels of Emunah. There's regular emuna, and there's what's called chadashim labakarim, as we say in Eicha, rab emuna secha. It's called rab emuna secha, is a very great emuna. That certainly every single Jew walks away with some ounce, some his chazkus and emuna after Tisha B'Av. It'll be enough emuna to get him through Elul, to walk down the derech emuna b'chayti, as David HaMelech says, to take him to Yom Kippur, and to build a sukkah called the Tzila de Mehemnusa. But if we should be zeichet to rab emunasecha, we shouldn't need just to merely build a sukkah. We can build a beis hamikdash from that emuna. This is called the rab emunasecha. That if we walk away with an average, with a regular emuna, which of course is very good, we'll have a sukkah, but we want a beis hamikdash. We want a Beis HaMikdash of which it says that Hashem will build the Beis HaMikdash. What that means that Hashem will build the Beis HaMikdash is that when your hands become your daim of emunah, when you have emunah shleim and the hands are elevated, these are not your hands. These are Hashem's hands, and He builds the Beis HaMikdash with your hands. That's what we call the hands of Hashem Yisbarach, building the Beis HaMikdash. But that's the question. And that's what we're holding. Chadashim labakarim rabba munasecha. What will be with this Tisha B'Av? But already there's an avoid of emunah which we can apply right now. That we don't need to wait, don't have to have sveikis, and to see where our moon is holding by Yom HaKippurim. Will there be a geula in the month of Tishrei? Will there not be? Even now, there's an avoid of emuna along the lines of that which the Rama writes in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. That's in Tafrei Zayin. He writes Yom Kippurim, "Einu mechaper ela al hashavim hamaminim bechaparasa." Well, Yom Kippurim is mechaper for those who believe in their kapara. When we say the words "Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kizarecha," it's not a request; it's an emuna. It's a statement that Hashem, you're machapim al hashavim, that there's immediate kapara in Yom Kippur. If not that, how can we go on Motzei Shabbos like the Rama says and build a sukkah, Tzila de Memnusa? How can you be so sure that sukkah is Zman Sibchaseinu? Not for the fact that you have an emuna that you're miskabel. And if a Jew would have emunah that his kapara is niskabel and his avodah Yom Kippur is niskabel, he would have a much more uplifting sukkah. Then his hands would be able to take the arba minim b'simcha rabba, because he has yadayim yidei emunah. And he would feel the simcha in his hands, the rejoicing, how his hands are rejoicing to hold minim like this. And the same thing is true by Tisha B'Av. We've worked very hard, Be'amunah, during the course of these 24 hours plus. That every kina which we recite, and every tefillah on Tisha B'Av is another expression of our Emunah and Hashem Yisbarach that He'll never forsake us, and that we're looking forward to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. In a hidden way, it's an act, and it's an avoid of Emunah from the beginning to end. And that Emunah becomes Lamaisa, that as we sit by Ne'ilas Chag Tisha B'Av, that although the pain of Tisha B'Av is very real, that there can be a place in the heart of a Jew where he believes Be'amunah Shlema that the avoid of Tisha B'Av has been niskabel. That it's niskabel biratzai. Will there be a Rabbi Munasecha? Halavai. In the heart of the tzaddik, he feels that. And it's not a steer to the whole avoid and everything to come. But in his heart, he believes that his avoda was one of Rabbi Munasecha. He can tell from the seed itself how it's going to sprout. And mitzad his avoda, he's done everything which needs to be. And for whatever reason later on, if there's no Mashiach and there's no Beis HaMikdash, something happened. But it wasn't me. That I reached the place that my hands were hands of Hashem Yisbarach. That my heart was one of Hashem Yisbarach. And that's really the simcha of Tu B'Av, which is coming up. Of which Chazal say that Tu B'Av is like a simcha like Yom HaKippurim, the Mishnah says. That Yom HaKippurim is a revelation of the Emunah of Tisha B'Av. But already on Tu B'Av, which is already the beginning of the sprouting of that seed which has been planted already now in Tisha B'Av, to already be able to see the Zaki HaRu'os, the Tzaddik I'm able to see already by Tu B'Av, what it's going to be like already. They already can taste the Yom Kippur. They could see as they leave Tisha B'Av just how much Emunah, how much they were mischazik themselves in Emunah. The Plancha Rav, who was the son of Rav Moshe from Mezvedov, one of the rabbis in the line of Jikov of Ravshitz, of Avram Chaim from Planch. So one time at this time of day, by Ne'ilas Tisha B'Av, he was standing by a tree. And he looked around and he was observing the Bria, and he said to those who were standing by, he said, the day is coming, but this day will become a yontiv. And we're going to make kiddush on this day. And we're going to take a cup in our hand and we're going to say, it's yoyim chagatisha b'vazeh. Those who were standing there, he said, when he said those words in that nigun of Siyom Chag HaTisha B'Av Hazeh, that they were able to be magish the reality, the pure reality, that pure emunah at the end of the day of Tisha B'Av, how much he was magish the Chag and the Moed of Tisha B'Av, that his emunah was so strong that it was so concrete to him, it was so real to him, and it was so real to everybody around him. The essence, the revelation of Es Yoyim Chag HaTisha B'Av Hazeh. But they said, but at the same time that he said that, he said that streams of tears were rolling down his eyes. Because it's not there yet. But this is the moment in which we find ourselves. And this is the avoda which we have before us, especially in this generation. And in this deep darkness, v'emunas chavaleila, is to be mechazik ourselves in our emunah. And especially at this point, to have emunah that the Tisha B'Av has been iskabel. And in the same way, after Yom Kippur, we go ahead and we build a sukkah, testimony to our emunah, that we have emunah, that our tefillos and our kapara has been niskabel. So too, Amotzei Tisha B'Av, we go outside, we're mekadosh the levana. As Chazal say, levanoin zu beis hamikdash. And the beis hamikdash is built from the emunah of Klal Yisrael. Because the emunah and the moon, they go hand in hand, as those who know, will be able to tell from the levana. But the levana and the kiddush levana is exactly the essence of what Tisha B'Av is, of taking the emunah and giving it its own light. That with emunah you can accomplish anything, like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said. So people think that I do miracles through Shema Zaktoishim and Yichudim and so on. So everything I do with emunah 100%. That's it. That he was on the madriga of Re'abim Munasacha. Like one time the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, he was needing Parnasa. So he went ahead and he knocked on somebody's door and then he ran away. And then they came chasing after him. Oh, you need Parnasa? Here, here. So he said, I needed to do a little bit of Ishtadlis. So I went ahead and I knocked on somebody's door and then I went away. As if this is a real Ishtadlis. But he needed to conceal it. Didn't want to just sit in his home and just show the whole world. It's not the way of the tzaddik. This is called Rabbi Munasecha. And we won't know. We mamash won't know until Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur whether it's going to be a sukkah or whether it's going to be a Beis HaMikdash. But what we do know is that already by Tisha B'Av, this is the shayrish of the entire year, which is why it's going to be such a big moed. Everybody's going to see that everything, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur sukkahs, it all comes from Tisha B'Av. Of course it's going to be a big yontiv. But we have to go very low. As the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, that every single morning, every single night, Rachel Imenu goes down into very low places to bring up sparks of Kedusha for the entire day. Everything lives off of that. That's why even the Pasuk, Chadoshim Labakarim Rabba, is Rashitevas Rachel. The Rachel goes down, which means that the Amuna goes down into low places and comes up. The Tisha B'Av, we go very low to come up with more Chadoshim Labakarim, with his Chadshus and Amuna, higher Amuna than what we had before. This is the avodah ahead of us, Chodesh Elul, Lulei Hamanti. We walked on the path of Derech Hamuna V'Chayati, which is the path of David HaMelech, the Derech HaMelech. That every day should be a day, from one to the next, we're mechazik ourselves in Amuna V'Yiter, and in Amuna V'Yiter, and in Amuna V'Yiter, Hamati Ki Adaber. That every time I speak about Amuna, I become mechazik in Amuna more and more. That Amuna is our strength. As Chazal tell us in the Yalkut, Shein Agolios Biskanshe Sele Bischus HaAmuna. That just like Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vayaminu Ba'Hashem Uvamayisha Avdo, they were Zayichet to the Yeshua. We will see, be like that also, and go out to Yisrael Ma'achar Yisgeracious. Chatzai Rabba Emunasecha as Gematria Achar Yisayamim. And in these days, in these final days, before the coming of Mashiach, the revelation of Mashiach will be this inyan of Rabbi Munasecha. How easy it is for a Jew, and this, everything, all he needs is the Amunah, the Shleimus Amunah, that everything is before him. Baruch Hu should help us, we should be able to see that all of our efforts, all of our yegiyas in Amunah, and all of our hope and our kivui to him, and our yearning for him, and our never ceasing to believe from generation to generation that he will be goyal us, that it should be a schus for Gans Klal Yisrael. We should have an Elul Shleima, Aludei Ha'amanti, to be zeicha to a good din, as the Yemei HaDin are approaching, to be zeicha to a kapara, to believe in that kapara, to live in the Tzila Dibi HaMusa, but even more so in the Mikdash Shlishi, built by the hands of Hashem Yisbarach, be Yisgayel Tzedek, Mir Aminu, Amen.
Amen.